So let us pray. The worship, Lord God, is for the King. You are our King, Lord God, and our God, Lord. And the sweet singing, Lord God, I believe with all my heart, Lord God, that is reaching you, your ears, Father. And Lord, you're going to bless your people now, Lord. And that was a prelude, Lord, to invite you, Father, to come on the podium, Lord, and stand before us, Lord, and speak to the hearts of the people. We want to commit our souls, Lord. We want to commit the ears of our souls, Lord, where the revelation goes, Lord, when you speak it. Father, that you speak it now. And Lord, let us hear. It's only you who can speak. It's only you who can help people to hear. Lord God, we pray that you take over this service, Father. And Lord, bless your children now. Not only us, even the invisible listeners, Lord God, whoever they may be, Father, bless them, Lord, as you bless us. Be with them as you be with us, as we commit this service and our souls to you now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. You can get seated. Had a struggle, a very hard struggle, I'm sorry. Since yesterday, I've really been struggling. And I was wondering why until now. You should forgive me. you forgive me. I promised to bring Revelation 12, and I really wanted to bring Revelation 12. I had quotes from Revelation 1, Revelation 12, 1. I have all of them to Revelation 12. I think it goes to something like 20 or 22, something around there. So I had them all, but the ones that I thought I would preach up until I got here, the way you people have seen me getting here, and up until I got in there, I had to bring that sermon, Revelation 12, 1 to 6, and each line with several quotes. I would say each sentence with, and if you want those quotes, I can throw them to the church so that you, because I had prepared them, and they're there, every line. and I'm sorry, when I'm there, when I've just reached, and when I've been struggling, am I going to bring it? How do I, just trying to fulfill what I said I would do. And I struggled, even now, before I came, I sat down and touched it finally. And I thought I'm going to bring it. But now, when there, something changed, and I'm sorry, I'm going to bring something else, completely something else. Just a few minutes ago. It's the same topic. But completely new. Not Revelation 12. I'm very, very sorry. It's here. The quotes are here. I'm going to throw them to you so that you people can go study them. Maybe I'm going to do it. Brother Michael, I'm going to throw them to the church. To the church email. I don't know why it came like that, and the Lord has a purpose. So now I have something different, and I've just compiled it. I've not even looked at it. I've just got a quote there and the scriptures that I wanted to read. When the scripture came, I just opened the scripture there, and the scripture came, and I wanted to talk about that, and I wanted to exactly remember how that went, so that I don't, if I mention it in my preaching on the 12th chapter, I don't know where to put something. And then when I got there, I was stuck there. And that's what I'm going to bring tonight. And it is Daniel 2. I'm just going to read Daniel 2. The whole thing is Daniel 2. But I'm going to send you the preaching on Revelation 12, 1, 2. I've just selected some quotes. There are so many quotes that you can put in one sentence. So many quotes. Maybe one sentence can be actually a preaching by itself. Just one sentence, just one statement. Like, who is the red dragon? The red dragon. You know, the red dragon. Who is the red dragon? There are so many quotes you can put there to show who is the red dragon. And I just selected some and put there, and you can study them. And I can continue throwing some quotes over there so that you people can see what it is. But now, I want to come with this now. And I don't know whether we can finish it, but Daniel 2. I even was not remembering where that story is. I thought it was Daniel 4, and then I went there, it's Daniel 2, and then, okay. And then started and something just came there, and I trust that it's the Lord who wants us to hear this. For what purpose, I don't know. But let's go there. Let's go there, brothers. And forgive me for that. And I don't know. I don't know why I'm like that. But anyway, it's what God has... God is God of variety. God is God of variety. And I would like him to do whatever he wants to do. So I want to start there. It's a long thing, so it's like a story. And you're going to go slowly, just reading it, just hearing it, and what it is, so that we understand where we're coming from. And I saw one of his heads as it was wounded to death. That's from the book, the Attirian Church Age. That's the Church Age book. He's talking about Revelation 13, and I'm not preaching Revelation 13 as yet. I'll come to Revelation 13 after Revelation. I don't know whether I've not decided to go from Revelation 12 to Revelation 17 or Revelation 13, because those two are almost. They talk about the same thing. It's about the beast and how it does things. But now here he's referring to Revelation 13. Here in this statement, the prophet is referring to Revelation 13. How there were, you remember those four beasts, the lion, the bear, and in Revelation 13, their heads. You are told the head of a lion, the head of a bear, the head of a leopard. You know, you're told like that. But in Daniel, I think that is where I was going. I was thinking, I think it's Daniel 4. Daniel 4, if I'm not mistaken, or Daniel, in the book of Daniel, he saw four different animals, but the last one, he called it a beast. He said it was a lion. I think he started with a leopard. A leopard, and then the beast. And he says, the beast had two ribs. I have not seen anywhere where the prophet says, what are those two ribs in the mouth of the bear? What they are? I don't know. Actually, I don't know. The theologians say it was Medo-Persians, because I'm gonna come with that. Because the lion was Babylonian government or empire. Now, the bear was the Medo-Persian. Now, the theologians say because the Medo-Persians were Medians and Persians, so they say that is why, but the prophet has not said that. So that's theologians. You can just know that it had two ribs in its mouth. Now, the next was Grecians, which was a leopard. The third was the beast, the whole beast was now the Rome or the Roman Empire. So it's the same thing that we're going to start here, but now Daniel is going to explain it, because it was given, this was given to the king or to the emperor. It was a king. The king, his name was Nebuchadnezzar. And the prophet says that Nebuchadnezzar in Revelation 12, he says that Nebuchadnezzar was actually led of the Lord to take this captive so that he can be punished by God. That's what he did. That's exactly what happened. He was actually led of the Lord to punish the Jews, because Jews were actually disobedient to God. So God led Nebuchadnezzar to go take them, because he was also wanting to overturn the government of Nebuchadnezzar. And shortly after that, it was overturned and it was done. And he continued being a bad guy who took the cups of God that he had taken for Jerusalem and using them in idol worship like that. That is blaspheming God without caring about God. So God was unhappy and he toppled that government. So like that, and it goes like that. But now here he's talking about, I think this is, as my wife told me the other day, should be a teaching, but I'm not gifted in teaching. I don't know who, by the way, I don't know who I am. People say evangelist, apostle, missionary. I don't know who I am. I just make some good noises. Or some, I don't know how that good, but just some noises. Okay. And so one of the heads as it was ordered. Now, you see, now in Daniel, these heads, these animals that are separate, distinct, a lion, a leopard, a bear, and then the beast. Those beasts or those animals were distinct. A lion. But in Revelation 13, their heads. So now here he's saying, those heads, one of the heads, and that is the beast. You know, not the lion, not the bear, not the leopard, but this beast that held that whole thing. One of his heads was wounded. That's what he's saying. Was wounded to death. The problem is, what is that? It was actually the beast, the Catholic Church, which is actually the beast, the Roman Catholic Church, that was wounded because it was an imperial empire. It was political empire. It had a king, it had everything, and everything like we have state here, or whatever system it was, but it was an empire. Now, it was wounded, in other words, it was hit and kind of destroyed. And people of the world marveled that that's over. They said, now that's over. The Roman government is over. This beast is over. They marveled and said, this is gone. Only to see him come back stronger in religion. He's still there. He's still the one ruling the earth. The earth is ruled by him. The earth is ruled by this Antichrist. He's Antichrist. He's anti-God. He's the devil himself. This is the system of the devil. And he's the ruler. So people marveled that it was wounded and gone. And so, and he's still here, is ruling, is the one that is ruling. No, listen. Okay, I just wanted to, I don't know why this, let me just bring this. Okay, and finish. And his deadly wound was healed. Papa take its place. In other words, the empire was wounded and healed. It looked like he's healed and came back as proper Rome. It was imperial Rome, a political Rome. Now it has come back. And the prophet in another statement, I don't know whether it's here, he says, more able.
That's right.
He's more able now. He's doing much more. But he's sneaky. He's down here. You never know. And he takes everybody, every church, everything. The people think they are not in the Catholic Church. Every church is not in that system.
That's right.
Every church of the world is in that system. But they think that they are not. Let me say this. Even the church, mercy churches, listen, because it's not necessarily going to the Catholic Church and sitting down there. No. Even the mercy churches, if you're not in this message, because the only place where God counts, like you are in God and you're in the right system, is the message of the hour.
Amen.
The message of the hour that you're living. So in the times of Paul, everybody that was not in that image of the beast, or that was not in the beast, he was in the message of Paul. Anybody else who was outside that, God did not consider them. Rather, God did not consider them like believers.
Amen.
And they can have, you know, the denying the power thereof. They propagate, they preach, they start with this like they're studying, and denying the power of the word thereof. The only power that there is the message of the hour. What is the power of the word? The power of the word, the power of the word is the life of that word.
Amen.
And the only word that has life is the word of that age that person is living in.
That's right.
That's why the prophet says, how do we prove that I have the Holy Ghost? How do I prove that I have God in myself? How do I prove it? He said, the only way you prove it is for you to be able to understand and know and see it, the message of the hour that you're living in.
Yes,
if you see someone not seeing it, he will see it tomorrow, or he's not a seed. We fear to say that. That's exactly right.
Amen.
To be born again in this age is for you to be able to recognize, to be able to understand, to be able to see this is the message of the hour.
That's right.
Sometimes you don't even understand what is the message of the hour and not the message of the hour. You've been in a church, you think it's the message of the hour. That place is a particular place. It's a particular something that is called the message of the hour. And the message of the hour today is God himself. Christ, the mystery of God, revealed. That Christ has been revealed now. He has come from heaven and he's here now.
Yes.
That's the only place that God has chosen and erected and put his name there. For anybody who is going to worship, if you're worshiping God and you're not worshiping there, you're not worshiping God. It's quite unfortunate. But this spirit of the beast has gotten its roots everywhere in the earth. He's the ruler of the earth.
Amen.
I hope you get that.
Amen.
And it's scary. Because people are worshipping the devil in the book called Satan Satan. Yes. People are worshipping the devil thinking they are worshipping God.
Amen.
They have been completely deceived. This is it.
Yeah.
It's a spirit.
That's right.
And getting a book of the prophet here and saying you are a messenger, that does not mean... That does not mean nothing.
Amen.
It's good. It's good because we can talk. And we can talk using the message. I can tell you the prophet says, and the prophet says, and you can listen. But I want you to, I want to bring it to the center, to where it belongs. I want to lay it where it belongs. This is it, the message of the hour.
Amen.
Anywhere else, those people, if they are of God, they'll come out and come to the message of the hour. Doesn't matter where church, it doesn't matter how much they think they're in the message. How much they say they're in the message. They are bigger, they are stronger. It doesn't matter all that does not matter. But the seeds will come out of there, not come to a church. I'm not talking about a church. I'm talking about from that deception of this beast to come to the true word, to the word of God of this age.
That's right.
That's where there's life. That's the only place where they say. That's the only place that God chose, selected and chose. And he put his name there.
Amen.
For anybody who can worship there.
Right.
Outside of that is another root of this beast.
That's right.
I know it's strong. I know sometimes maybe it might hurt a bit. But this is the truth.
Yes.
This is the truth. The roots of this guy has touched the government, has touched every church, has touched every political area. Everything is under him.
Amen.
And people don't know. He's the ruler of the earth today.
Amen.
And here he's going to explain about how he has two legs and his clay and iron. He says, one side is us. Clay and iron cannot mix. He says, West and East, Russia and America. America represents the West, and Russia represents the West, the East, and they cannot mix. They will never, never mix. But the ruler of both, the ruler of America, the ruler of Russia, is the Pope, is the Catholic Church.
Amen.
It's denominationalism. See, the in God we trust. Let them say as much as they want. Let them change even the parliament of America and let them have the seat that they had the other day before this kind of corruption came to the world. They had a seat there. They said, in God we trust. That was the note in the Dora. In God we trust. And they had a chair there in the parliament. I don't know where, but the prophet talked about it. That they said that nobody sits there. It's the seat of God in parliament of America. Now they've taken even the prayers from churches, from schools and everything.
Amen.
They've gone down completely.
Right.
And it's going to go worse and worse and worse.
Yes,
and I think it has come to a place where God is taken out now.
Amen.
We cannot say that it will go worse and worse until God is taken. No! It's going to go worse and worse until it's hit by a bomb. Exactly right.
Yes. Amen.
So that now we can have the true kingdom will be millennium here on earth. Millennium, where God will sit as a king.
Amen.
After all, and we're going to come to that. I don't know whether we can come to that tonight, but you read that. You read that revelation. Read that Daniel 2, and it will exactly explain that.
Amen.
That he will come, and that whole thing will be crushed, and it will be kind of sad, like dust, and you sit here. And the prophet said, the bombs, listen, I show Rebecca. Rebecca had talked about, that's true. It's something that's happening in Russia, in Eastern Russia. There's a thing called Protok something. Those are the names of Russia are too meant to pronounce. But there's actually a tsunami. In Hawaii, they are moving people, they're evacuating people because the tsunami of that, what do you call that? Earthquake. I think it's 8.something. 8.8? Rebecca? 8.8. So big. Praise be to God. I'm not saying about nothing. I'm just saying. It has been promised that the whole thing will be hit by a bomb.
Amen.
The whole thing, the nuclear will hit it. The whole thing, even America, everywhere. And the prophet says, this earth will be hit until it becomes like a pyramid. It will squeeze like that and it will be like a pyramid. And the prophet said, there was the city which came from heaven. And the prophet says, it is so. And he says, like from Chicago. And he gives the examples of how big that city is. And we don't have a temple in Israel today. We don't have that. And they're not going to build a temple. The true temple is the bride of the Lord. That's the true temple.
Amen.
That's where, what is a temple? A temple is where God lives. Which is his temple? The temple of God today is the bride. And he doesn't need any other temple.
Amen.
The temple of God is the bride. That city is the bride. It's called the New Jerusalem. It's the bride.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I don't know whether we're going to. Okay, but that's okay. That's all right. Joined in with the Christianity. Now, okay. Popo, take its place. Joined in with the Christianity, with the Nicolaitans. And all the world wandered after the beast because they've come back. They thought it's gone. The beast is gone. But now it's here. They wondered how is it back here? And more powerful now. The prophet says, these are the miracles that you do. He will have bombs. And how does he have bombs? The prophet says, how does he have bombs? He says, he can stop any war and he can start any war and the wars are bombs.
Mm-hmm.
He says, people wonder what a miracle he is able to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a miracle. He says, stop. If he says stop, he stops. If he says start a war, he starts a war.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody was telling me, I think Brother Kinnan was telling me, before Bush went to fight Iraq, I don't know, Iraq, okay, he consulted the Pope.
That's right.
Every war, that's what, you see, war in Ukraine, if you want it to stop, just talk to Pope and Pope wants it. If Pope wants it, it stops. He can stop any war. He can start any war. He's the ruler of the world. People don't know that. He's the ruler of the world. But subtly, cunningly, he hides here like he's a nobody. He's the richest guy. That system of the Catholic is the richest guy. That's where all the money is. And they don't diffuse, they don't tell you nothing. If you go to such a bank, they say, no. Nobody knows how much they have. And they're not going to tell. You search. Nobody is going to say. You're going to see in the Google, if you Google, that if you're asking a question about money, they say, no. If the world wants to come, no. And they are the rulers. There's nothing you can do. So they hide. Nobody knows how much they have. But that's where the money is. He's the richest, he's the ruler, he's everything. You see, Protestants, they protested. They protested and got back there. Even message business, they came to the message and they got back there.
Amen.
Everything is there. Everything is ada, the thump of the Pope. But the thump of the Roman Catholic Church.
Amen.
I hope I'm not going to be arrested. You know, that's too much about praise be to God. But brothers, but it's a spirit. It's a spirit. Don't think that the Pope will come here and say no. Or with again. No, it's a spirit. It's a spirit of Antichrist. It's a spirit that gets into the people of going against the word.
Amen.
It can be anywhere. It can come here if God doesn't help us. God has helped us.
Amen.
Here we know it and we know we don't. But it can come anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's subtle, it's cunning. And it's come slowly, like it wants to help in things. Like it can help you even get a better Christian. And like that. And then it gets a hold. And squeeze. What it does, its purpose is to squeeze all the godliness in you. And it's left there, thinking that you are Christian because you belong to this church, you belong to that church. And that God has gone completely from you. You are shell.
Amen.
Those words are not supposed to be used on the pulpit. But that's not right. That's his aim. That's the aim of that spirit. It's a bad spirit.
Amen.
Join the Christians with the Nicolaitans. And all the world wandered after the beast. Catholicism. Catholicism. Is that right? Catholicism. Has swept into every nation under the heavens. That's right. as Daniel said about the iron going into the clay and so forth. And I'll give you a little thing on that. That iron and clay. Did you notice? Oh, I've ever quoted to you in that last great conference they had up here. That is during Brother Bram's time. the president then was Essen. Do you see Essen where? Essen where? And the president of Russia was Khrushchev. Khrushchev. And they said, they had up here where Khrushchev took off his shoe and beat the table with it. There was five Eastern nations. That's why you can see they cannot mix. One is West, the other is... Okay. And I think taking the shoe meant those legs, meant the feet. He took the shoe and banged it to the... And where you can find that also in the Bible is where... Is that a kind of a declaration? Is a kind of a declaration who I am? You remember when Ruth? Yes. I'm just connecting it now. You remember Ruth? When Ruth was getting married? And there was this man that was supposed to marry Ruth, and he couldn't marry him. And he was not able, he was more able. So when he was not, then this guy called Boaz stood up, and he had a shoe and hit on the table. He said, it's me. Now let it be known that. Yeah. Is that a declaration? Let be known. I'm the head of the West, of the East. I'm the head of the East. Yeah. You are the head of the West. I'm the head of the East. Kind of a declaration like that. Galatea, there were five Western nations. Khrushchev headed the Eastern nations. Eastern were headed the Western nations. Do you see the iron and clay there? Okay. Eastern nations. There's the two main leaders, the two big tools. The two big tools. Khrushchev in Russia means clay. Eastern were in America. In English means iron. We are at the head. And they worshipped the dragon, which gave the power to the beast. That's the scripture, to the beast. They worshipped it. Do you know who is worshipped now? Read that book called Satan's Eden. The person that is worshipped now is the devil, is the red dragon. By the way, do you know why he's called red dragon? He's called the red, but you get there. He's called the red dragon because of the blood of the saints. By 354 to 1850 something. He had killed 680 million. The prophet said, why is he dead? Because of the blood. That's what he says in the second seal. He said, why is he dead? Because of the blood of the saints. He's a red dragon. Who is the dragon? He's the devil that incarnates into the beast. Amen. There's no difference between the dead. That's why when you read, you're going to find the prophet saying the dragon and the beast kind of mixing them. But somewhere he says, this dragon is the devil himself who entered into the beast. And the beast became the devil incarnate, the Satan incarnate. Amen. It's the same thing, devil and the dragon. They're the same thing. It's just like in the Garden of Eden. Do you know what happened? In the Garden of Eden, the devil came into the serpent. In other words, there was no difference between the serpent and the devil. They were the same. And now he came without the serpent did not have the kind of wisdom that could do those things, that could deceive the woman. So the devil entered, the total devil, total Satan came to this man called the serpent. And now Satan himself approached Eve. You think the serpent? It was Satan himself approaching Eve. And the same case now here is Satan himself who's come down, who's approaching the bride. The prophet said it will deceive the very elect.
That's right.
If it was possible. Mm-hmm. You see again. Mm-hmm. You see again.
That's right.
The only thing we are saying is God predestinated that we will never be deceived.
Amen.
People say it's because of this word, because of that word. You think you have more revelation than Eve and no. And there was that question anyways. Do you know I was discussing that with Brother Don, I think, yesterday. We talked quite a bit. You see, brother, people think that we are not gonna be deceived, we're not gonna fail because of predestination. Because of this, because of this, because of what you've done, what we... Now, brothers, let me tell you something.
Let me tell you something. Why we cannot fail as the bride? Because God does not want us to fall. What did Adam and Eve fall? Listen, you read the book called Marriage and Divorce. Why did Adam and... Because God wanted a fall.
Yeah.
Why? Because he wanted to display his attributes.
Amen.
Of what he is. Right. Now he has displayed, like he's a savior. He doesn't need a fall.
Mm-hmm.
All this is in the hands of God. And they worship the dragon which gives the power, the beast. That's our next message here at the tabernacle. I don't know whether it's my next message. Maybe you're going to see those things in Revelation 12, but that's okay. Tabernacle, you understand? And they worshiped the beast, saying, who is likened unto him, unto the beast, and who is able to make war with him? Now, let's go to Daniel. The things at the beginning here, I may jump a bit, but just read it. Just read it. And in the second year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, dreamed a dream. Is this a dream that he's going to dream? Wherewith his spirit was troubled in the dream now, and his sleep break from him. Then the king commanded to call the magicians and the astrologers and the sorcerers and the Chaldeans. Those were the people who thought they were wise, they were kind of like preachers. Come and tell me, I'm troubled, I'm here. Okay, the Chaldeans, to show the king the dreams. So they came, the magicians and so forth, like witchcraft, like whatever you are, and you are able to tell him. He was ready for that. Okay, sorcerers and churches, for the shoot to give the king the dreams. So they came and stood before the king, and the king said unto them, I have dreamed a dream, and my spirit was troubled to know the dream. Then spake the Chaldeans to the king, saying, O king, live forever, tell thy servants the dream, and we will show the interpretation. Now they wanted to be told the dream, then they can tell the interpretation. And he caught that cunningness. He said, no, I'm not going to tell the dream. But you see, according to, this is very interesting, because before then, God wanted to show something here. Before then, he used to dream dreams. That's why there were Chaldeans. You see, the prophet says, do you remember, who are these prophets? The prophets who are with Micaiah. Who called Micaiah? Zedekiah, the son of Kenana. You remember that? When they were prophesying, the prophets said, why were they called? Why were they called prophets? Why? Because if you prophesy something and you are lying to the people, you are killed. You are a liar. You are killed. Now, why were they prophets? The prophet says, they were prophets.
Yep.
They were prophets. Before this time of Micaiah and the war between Micaiah, they had prophesied the truth all through until now. That's why people were wondering, why are they? Why can't you trust them? Why can't you trust them? The king trusted them all because they were true. They were always prophesying the truth. But now today is different because there was a meeting in heaven. There was a meeting in heaven. In that meeting, God wanted somebody. Even the devil is a servant of God. And that day, the servant of God called the devil was the one that... You know the purpose of the devil? The purpose of the devil is to show... is for your glory. It's for you to grow.
Amen.
Right. Praise be to God. So that's how they were deceived, those prophets. Now these Chaldeans, until today, there were people who were telling the king the truth. Until today. God wanted it different now. There's something that God wants to show. Okay, let's go on. The king answered and said, the Chaldeans, the thing is gone from me. He's lying. He's lying. He's not a Christian. He's lying. The thing is gone from me. Yeah, I've forgotten the dream. Just tell me. Tell us the dream, and we're going to tell you interpretation. You know, if I tell you the dream, that has been the thing. Now, if I tell you the dream, you can tell me the interpretation, and I don't know whether that interpretation is true or not. Do you see that? Now he wants to tell me the dream so that now when you tell me the interpretation, I don't know whether it's the truth or not. You get the point? Okay. Now, with the interpretation thereof, known unto me, God for me. If you not make known unto me the dream, with the interpretation thereof, it shall be cut into pieces. And your houses shall be made dunghill. You'll be all wiped out. But if you see me the dream, and the interpretation thereof, you shall receive of me gifts and rewards and great honor. Therefore, shew me the dream and the interpretation thereof. They answered and again said, let the king tell us his servant the dream, and we will shew the interpretation of. The king answered and said, I know of certainty that ye would gain the time, because ye see the thing is gone from me. But if you not make known unto the dream, there's but one decree for you. For ye have prepared a lying and corrupt words to speak before me, till the time be changed. Therefore, tell me the dream, and I shall know that he can shew me the interpretation thereof. The Chaldeans answered before the king and said, there's not a man upon... That's, they're declaring that. And that is true. There's not a man on earth who can do this. Let me say this. There's not a man on earth that can bring the second pool. Who can read the mind of a person? There's no man but God himself. It's only, whenever you see that, God is here on earth.
That's right.
Praise the revelation of the Son of Man. Okay. There is but one decree for you. For you have prepared the dying. Okay. And shall know that he issued me the interpretation thereof. Verse 10. The Chaldeans answered before the king and said, there's not a man upon the earth that can shew the kings in this matter. Therefore, there's no king, a lord, nor ruler that asking such things at any magician, or astrologer, or Chaldean. We've been here for 10 years, or so many years, and no king, and even you, you've never done this to us. You always tell us, and then we interpret. Why today? Why not? Tell us! Alright. Okay. That ask such things. Okay. Or any magician, or astrologer, or Chaldean. And it is rare thing that the king requireth. It's rare! And there's none other that can shew it before the king except the gods. So whoever is going to shew it, now they know this is the gods. Do you understand what I mean? Yeah. There. You'll be, let me tell you something else. When this thing is over, because it's just about to be over, this world is just about to be over. Everything, every people, all these people, even the dragon, even those people, they'll be witnesses to themselves that this was God.
Right.
All through. We were fighting God. There'll be no case in heaven, but come here, Mendocinia, and come with your witnesses, and God is telling you, you did this, and ask him, do you see me? God, do you have witnesses? There's nothing like that. You declare, you will know yourself. You, everybody will be a witness to himself.
Amen.
Chaldeans answered before the king and said, there's not a man upon the earth can do that except the gods. Okay. Okay. And it is a real thing, okay. He says like that. So God, whose dwelling is not with the flesh. The dwelling of God is not in here on earth. That's what they're saying. For this cause, the king was angry and very furious and commanded to destroy all the wise men of Babylon. And the decree, that is that's the kingdom that was the Babylon. How did Babylon start? I told you. It was started by Cush. Cush, the son of Ham. And Nimrod, his son. Those are the people who it was accurately named after Babel. Babel, what was it called? The Tower of Babel, it was named after that. It was the Tower of Babel, that was Babylon. That was, and they had their own religion that had come from Cush and Nimrod. I found someone recording his son name, Nimrod. I thought, I wouldn't like to call my son Nimrod. I wouldn't like that. Nimrod was the devil. Nimrod was kind of Pope. Or something. But people don't know. The world don't know.
That's right.
And the prophet said, by the way, we don't talk about that. The prophet said, it's very important to call your son or you, whoever you call them. If you are given somebody to name, don't name Presley and Elvis. Don't name them those names. They're going to be caught up with those spirits.
That's right.
Names have spirits. That's what the prophet said. Make sure that you name them something like Paul. Because I would like that spirit of Paul to come to. Alright. Some of these things don't sound like they're important. Let me tell you. You know, prophets. Because I read a quote today somewhere. Maybe it is in among the quotes that I was to read today. And the prophet says, you believe me. Because whatever I'm saying is not me who is telling you. It's him. Whatsoever the prophet said, stick to it.
Right.
You can't go wrong on that.
That's right.
How stupid it looks.
Amen.
That's not needless to say. I don't think there's any need to say that. But brothers, people say we worship the prophet. No, we don't worship the prophet. But we know something. We know something. Moses was not wrong. Moses was, when he said, let's, but it was against, let me say this, it was against all the intellect, all the wisdom that a man could have.
Amen.
That journey, brother Michael, that journey from Israel to, from Egypt to Israel could have taken 9 days.
Yep.
A few months before, or a few years before, they had gone from Goshen to Israel to bury their father. It took 9 days. Those people maybe could have taken 20 days because there were many other days. But now God is taking them instead of where there's no water, He's taking them to God. Whoever is telling me to go through this water, leave me alone, Moses. Moses was saying, leave me alone. It's not me. It's me. God had said, I'll come from heaven and I, not Moses, not anybody else, I'll take you to Israel.
That's right.
So as God has said, I'll come from heaven. I, not anybody else. I myself marry a bride. And that bride, I'll get a hold of her heart and I'll.
Amen.
That's where we are, brothers. All right. Well, this cause the king was angry. Where are we? And the decree went forth. Where are we? For this cause the king was angry. Where are we? Okay. And the decree went forth. Verse 13. And the decree went forth that the wise men should be slain. And they saw Daniel. They saw Daniel and his fellows to be slain. Then Daniel answered with the council. Daniel answered with the council and wisdom to Arioch. Arioch was the captain, was the one who was in charge of killing these people if they are not able to do that. Arioch, the captain of the king's guard, which was gone forth to slay the wise men of Babylon. He answered and said to Arioch, the king's captain, why is the decree so hasty? Why are you hasting? Why are you so in a hurry? Hasty from the king. Then Arioch made the king known to Daniel. Then Daniel went in and desired of the king that he would give him. He didn't have. I love this. He didn't have it. But he knew just as much as these people knew that this can only be with God. Daniel knew, I know that God can have it. What a thing, brothers. If we can come to that place where we are sure in my heart that I know the God that has it. I don't have something, but I know the God who have it. That kind of trust in Him, that kind of an assurance in me that I've known Him. We've walked along with Him. I know Him.
Amen.
Just hold a bit. If that doesn't come today, it will come tomorrow. If you are sick or need something, if it doesn't come today, it will be a greater miracle tomorrow.
Amen.
But stick there. Do you know Him? Have you seen Him do things with Brother Abraham? He didn't die when Brother Abraham died. He's here. You can say, wait a little bit. I will have it. I'm not preaching. Let me just read this. He has said, that Daniel went in and decided of the king that he would give him time. And that he would show the king the interpretation. And he doesn't have it. That's a lot of confidence, brothers. We have more confidence than that. He's revealed more to us than he did to Daniel. In this age, we can have more confidence with him. He said even those people were in forgiveness of sins. Today, he's taken it. I don't even have it. He doesn't even remember it. How much more would God hear me than he had Daniel? How much more confidence should I have with him? Listen, hold on here. I thought I would just leave all that there, but I feel like, let me just read it. Then Daniel went to his house and made the thing known to Hananiah. This is it, brothers. And I'm not just preaching. This is not evangelism. But brother, why can't we, brothers, in one accord, in one mind, if a brother has something, why don't we bring it to the brother and the sister and brother? And we hold in one accord, in one might, with one love.
Amen.
And call upon him. He can do it.
Amen.
It's not nonsense. Don't think it's not. It's true, he can do it. In one accord. Ask whatsoever you will in one accord. Corinthians. Co-edif. Come along, my baby is sick. In one accord, in one love. And the problem again is, let me just speak it because it's coming to mind. The problem again with this is sometimes we have girls in our hearts. Something against Richard, something against Goba, something against, take it away.
Amen.
Take it. The prophet said, not even a little funny feeling against a brother. Go and make it right.
That's right. Amen.
You are barring the movement of God in our midst, if you have anything against a brother, against a sister.
Amen.
This is not evangelism. This is not evangelism. But as a quote of the prophet, not even a little funny feeling against a brother. Go and make it right. Go make it right.
Amen.
Leave your arms there. Whatever you're giving to God, your life to Him. Leave it there first. Go make it right. Come back. And God will hear you from heaven.
That's right. Amen.
When we used to have communion, I used to see people that I thought about you wrongly, and we'd get out here and clear up and then come back to eat communion. This is the true communion, brothers.
Yes, sir.
Clean yourself.
Amen.
Let me clean myself. Each one of us.
Yes. Amen.
Why? The prophet asked the question, how can we get that God that used to visit Abraham? How do we hear God used to do? How can we do that? He said, it's our hearts. Cleaning them up. Clean. Sweep everything away. Praise be to God.
Amen.
Every morning, pull that Bible. That old book. He calls it that old book. Read. Pray together. Pray together.
Yes. Amen.
In a home or whatever. In the evening before you go, call your children. Pray. He says, not you pull that God that used to be visited in old times here. How can you pull that God of history to here? Pray for me. I pray for you. Do I remember you? That's evangelism, man. This is not important. Let's go and get back here. Then when he went to his house and made the thing known to Hananiah, Mishael, I trust you so much, Brother Richard. But I would come and tell you, brother, this is troubling me. Can you pray with me? Can you pray with me? I want this one. Can you pray with me? Sister Rhoda, can you pray with me? This is troubling me. I have need of this. I have need of this. I have this weakness. Can you go to God in desperation? God, please. Cry. God, please. Not for you, for me. Can you do that? That will touch God. Okay, he called Kanania, which passed away. He would say, verses from God, what passed away? What was? Verse 17, okay, verse 17. Then Daniel went to his house and made the things known to Hananiah and Asher and Messiah and Azariah, his companions, that they would desire mercies of God of heaven concerning this secret, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel. So they're praying together, and he went to sleep. Then in his sleep, Daniel blessed, then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Daniel answered and said, blessed, and there's no envy, there's no jealousy, there's no nothing of, why is Daniel shown and not Hananiah? No, whoever, God is, if this thing is done, is done. If, it's all our kingdom. We are one team. It's all our kingdom.
That's right.
We are serving one kingdom of one king. We don't have a king and your king and your king. We are serving one kingdom and one God, one king, who is a God. Where are we now? Ever and ever wisdom. Blessed the name of the God forever and ever. For wisdom and might are his. And he changeth the times and the seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and light dwelleth in him. I thank thee and praise thee, O thou good, O thou God of my fathers, who has given me wisdom and might, and has made known unto me now what we desired of thee. That's thanksgiving for answering my prayers. And everybody has got to have that. When God answers your prayer, you go back there and you take your time. Say, God, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Father, thank you, Father. Sometimes we pray, we desperately pray. This is something else. We desperately pray for something. And when that something comes, you just say, thank you, Lord, and move away. Can you go to with the same desperation? God will be happy if you go with the same desperation. And that's what I see in Daniel. With the same desperation. God, thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. He'll be near you when the next time that you need something.
That's right.
Now, what is out of thee? Thou hast made known to us the king's matter. Therefore, Daniel went into Arioch, whom the king had ordained to destroy the wise men of Babylon. He went and said thus unto him, destroy not the wise men of Babylon. Bring me in before the king, and I will show unto thee and the king the interpretation. Then Arioch brought Daniel before the king. What time is it? Okay, just a few minutes. I will finish this. And I don't have anything else after this. This is what I had. All right. Okay. And then in haste, and said thus unto him, I have found a man of the captives of Judah that will make known unto the king the interpretation. The king answered and said to Daniel, whose name was Belshazzar. They had nicknamed him that. Everybody was nicknamed differently from what they had in Israel. Are thou able to make known unto me the dream which I have seen and the interpretation thereof? Daniel answered in the presence of the king and said, the secret which the king has demanded cannot the wise men, the astrologers, the magicians, the soothsayers, shew unto the king. Nobody can do it. Nobody except the Son of Man.
Amen.
Who is not the Son of Man is the one who reads. Whenever you see him, is Messiah. Is God in a man. Is the second pool. Second pool is reading of, right? Yeah, he's the only one who can, that's why God, that's why the prophet was saying, if God was in this court, he would turn like this, would he know your secrets like he did at the tent of Abraham? And he would read their minds. It's only him who can do that. Nobody else can do it. King has demanded, cannot be wise men and soldiers, the magicians, soothsayers, shew unto the king. But there's a God in heaven. This is good, brother. There's God in heaven that revealeth the secrets and maketh known to the king Nebuchadnezzar, who shall be in the latter days. That dream is not about that day. It's going to come to happen. But it's not. You Nebuchadnezzar, you read the message and he's going to find out. He's being told, you Nebuchadnezzar, you did this and this and this. And you took the children of Israel and you came and you're so proud and things like that. Your kingdom is just about over. It's going to be taken. And you know, you read that history a bit and you find out how they really thought that they are. The wars and everything. Nobody can get them. But they had built in a river. So the Medo-Persians, when they came, they went underneath the river and came over and they found themselves there. And they were toppled. That was over. Okay. What shall we in the latter days? Thy dream and the visions of thy head upon the bed are this. As for thee, O king, thy thoughts came into thy mind upon thy bed. What should come to pass hereafter? And he that revealeth the secrets maketh known to thee what shall come to pass. But as for me, this secret is not revealed to me of any wisdom. Oh, I like that humility, brothers. It's not me. It's not me, a preacher here bringing revelation. But you, no, it's not. It's not. It's not. It's him. Brothers, sisters, it's only him who can do anything. For you to stand, for you to walk. Just think about that. How many people today cannot even walk? The other day I was called by somebody and I went there and spent some time with them. That man wanted to kill himself. And now they called me and I had to go there. That's, I think, Eastern Lincoln something. I don't even know them. But they told me to go back there and I thought I would carry some brothers with me. Yeah. He doesn't see the need of to leave. He's in a wheelchair. He has pain, sorrow. He cannot walk. He can go to the building. He cannot do nothing. Praise be to God. I can walk. Praise be to the name of the Lord. You don't see like kids now. It's something that you can eat. There are some people who cannot even eat. They are on sandwiches and things like that. you praise God for everything. That's why you worship and praise God all the pray, sister. That's the Bible. Pray, sister. Three. This is maybe so simple, but it makes my heart happy. Makes me love Him more. Okay. Now King Suez, okay, verse what? Where we have? But as for me, the secret is not revealed to me, for my wisdom, that I have more than any living, but for their sakes that shall make known the interpretation to the king, and that thou mightest know the thoughts of thy heart. Thou, O King, Suez, and behold a great image. Now this is all that I wanted you to get. It's about this image. It's about this. This image is... It's the same thing. It's about that dragon. It's about that. This is summation. This is the sum of it all. How from the beginning to the end of the devil, the Nebuchadnezzar is being shown where we need to start. And it starts in his kingdom. It's the devil. It will come until the last one will be Roman government. Let's read it. The image, the great image whose brightness was excellent, stood before thee, and the form thereof was terrible. I'll draw it. My wife knows how to draw. You help me to draw it and mark those, and I'm gonna distribute it. Or maybe you can send it to Michael, and Michael can throw it on the board sometimes. Maybe next time when God allows. Okay. King Cyrus, and behold an image. This great image whose brightness was excellent stood before thee, and the form thereof was terrible. This image's head was fine gold. So the head was gold. You can imagine that now. My head is gold, okay? This image was, the head was gold. His breast and his arms were silver. From here, down there, it was silver. His belly, and his thighs, brass. His legs of iron, his feet, part of iron and part of clay. That is feet. His feet was part of clay and part of iron. And the prophet says they could not mix. And even the Bible says the iron and clay could not mix. Okay, he says, his belly and his thighs brass. His legs of iron. His feet part of iron and part of clay. Thou seest, till that stone, listen now, that stone was cut out without hands, which smote the image. Which stone? A stone that was cut out from the mountain and come and crush this. Yeah. Amen. All right. Okay. What is that as we go? What is that? These are kingdoms of the world. You remember Jesus Christ, when he was being tempted by the devil, he was told, "You worship me, and I will give all these kingdoms." And Jesus did not tell you, "You don't have kingdoms." He didn't say that. And because of that, the prophet says, "That is true, that these kingdoms are his. He's the ruler of the world." That's why he's ruled by the Pope. The world is ruled by his head man. Head man is the Pope. Amen. I'll give you all these kingdoms. But the prophet says, Jesus refused because he didn't need to be given, just like Abraham, who was asked by the people of Machpelah. Machpelah is Machpelah is, I think there's another simpler name that they use, but Machpelah is what is coming to my mind. You know, he bought a lad there, and that is where he buried Sarah. You remember that? That's where he buried Sarah. And let me tell you something. And everybody else that was to resurrect, was buried there. And when there, your brother is looking at me like, how? Yeah. Even Jacob, he said, don't bury me in Israel, in Egypt. Take me there and bury me there. They had revelation. There's only one place where the resurrection will come, and that is that Machpelah place. And Abraham said, don't give it to me. I'm going to buy. And Jesus was being given that by the devil. I'll give you the. He said, No, I'm gonna pay for with my blood. I'm gonna pay. All this will be mine. The outcome, it's him. The stone that you come from the mountain and crush all these kingdoms is him. Amen. And he's done that. Listen, and he's done that spiritually. But he's going to conquer. That's why we don't belong here. He's taking us somewhere. Amen. We are somewhere. We're in the corner. You talk about this. But these bodies are here. We are not. This is, you've never seen me.
That's right.
You don't know me. You've never seen me. I'm not here. I'm in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Amen. I'm hidden somewhere. And I'm waiting for Jesus to come one time from and crush all these kingdoms by bombs and things. And this will be renovated. The world will be renovated. It will be hit by bombs. The prophet said, God do not finish the world himself. People will finish themselves with the bombs and things like that. And it will be hit. And it will come like a pyramid. It will come like that, like a pyramid. That's what he says. That's what the prophet says. And that's why I was talking to Brother Don yesterday, and we were talking about eternity. People are thinking that the only thing, and I told Don, correct me. I told Don like that, correct me, brother, I'm wrong. I've been studying this, and it's been disturbing because everybody's saying things. Even, listen very carefully, because this is controversial. This is controversial. Even your body is eternal. People don't believe like that. Do you believe this world is eternal? This world is eternal. The only thing that will happen, it will be cleansed.
Yes.
Cleanse all the bad things about it to be cleansed by fire. Do you understand that? But the earth was made by God. The fact that it's created does not mean it's not eternal. I have the capacity now to bring it because Don did not correct me. I thought Don would correct me. But I was very anointed when I was telling you that. This is eternal. The prophet says it will not be annihilated. It will not be thrown away. God will just clean it. And the bride, the meek, shall live on earth.
Amen.
So we, the bride, shall live here.
That's right.
He says, the same thing he did to you, like he did on earth. The earth was baptized. You know what? That's justification in Noah's time. It was sanctified when Jesus dropped his blood here on earth.
Amen.
And then he comes and takes it after it's renovated. Is this the same case that happens with you? You are justified, sanctified, and then you are taken by the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So what happens to the body? What happens to your body? Listen, your body is God. When God created Sister Edith, God created you not a baby. In his mind, not a baby.
Right.
Not these years that you have. No, like 20. Around there. That's what she said. That's how he created you. Now, the problem is, you came here wrong. So the only thing that, and when he created this earth, he created you in it. That's why you hear the prophet says, men asking him, is that you are now cropping your hair and you don't have any hair at all in your head. And he says, no, I have it somewhere.
Right.
But I said, I have it somewhere. It is, this hair that you see, I don't have it somewhere. He says, where is it? He says, where did it come from when it was there, when you were seeing it there? It's here somewhere. So when he goes back, he will have his hair back. When he goes back to the earth, the same brother Abraham, because he was made by cosmic rites and the potassium and the calcium and all that, they all gather together and God will call, Brother Abraham, come forth. And you stand here 20-something years with a glorified body. He will glorify that body. God did not intend us to stay spirits. God intended us to live here on earth with bodies. I say, I'm eternal. Even the body is eternal. The bodies of the bride are eternal. The only thing they did, they came wrong. They're going to be sanctified and be brought back. When you come to 20-something years, 25, 20, 30, you think because you're 40, you're not dying. You are dying. When you click 40, you are dying. You are dying. You are dying. Everyone of us is dying. Can we reach there and then continue sometimes? I don't know. Let me just two lines and then you close. Is right? Can we finish about the animals and then we, about the body and then we cross. We can always come back to it. And you can read it. You can read it. You know I'm not saying, I'm doing nothing except reading. So you can read it. Okay. The image's head was of fine gold. The breast and his arms were silver. His belly and his thighs were brass. His legs of iron. His feet, part of iron. His feet now, not legs. When it comes to the earth there, the kingdom is divided. East, the Bible says East and West, America and Russia. So many countries like China and those countries, there are so many countries, they're calling it, what are they calling it now? They're taking even the dollar. They want to take the dollar away. You know, every country bases their currency, the economy, with the dollar. Now they want to take away, and they are forming something. The China, South Africa, India, I think India is there, although India is a worry, and Russia, they're all forming something that they're using their own money now, instead of using the dollar. All those, there are all many countries that go there. And when we come there, you find that communism is not Antichrist. Communism is kept there. All those countries are kept there to hit the Vatican, to hit the beast. One of the signs is God used him to hit them. His feet part of iron and part of clay. There also was still that a stone was cut out of the altar, which smote the image upon his feet, that were iron and clay, and break them to pieces. It will be all these kingdoms will be broken to pieces. What happens? Christ sits in the is it called the seat of David? Yeah, in the throne of David, in the millennium. You hit it. Now this is not millennium. We are in the millennium. We are in the millennium. Did you know that, brothers and sisters? We are in the millennium. We are in the eternity. When you get into Christ, you are everything. Amen. But the world needs to be cleansed and things like that, and God will come and sit in it and rule over it. But we are... Can I tell you something, brothers? And God needs this. God needs you to understand this. God has finished with us. God has taken us and finished everything. You have come to the highest you can go. Where else do you think you can go? The only thing that you are waiting is for this door to drop. Amen. You have gone to your highest position that a man, that a human being can go. You are back to where Adam was. Amen. Except for the body. God has gotten you. And forever you will be. The Bible says that when the bride is taken and taken in there, there is where she will forever be. You never, never get out of there. Wherever your husband goes, you are. When you marry a wife, you don't leave her. Amen. You are forever with her. Okay. I can't finish this. So let's just reach there. And let me explain this now. So as the feet, two spot photo. And where is that also with paragraph 41, okay? Okay, subdueth all things. And as iron that breaketh, all this shall be break in pieces and bruise. And where is thou sowest the feet, and two part potter's clay and part iron, the kingdom shall be divided. Shall be divided into west and east. That's Russia and America. Russia has the east, America has the west. Clay and part of iron. The kingdom shall be divided, but there shall be in it of the strength of the iron. For as much as thou sowest the iron mixed with miry clay, and as the toes of the feet were part of iron and part of clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly broken. And whereas thou sowest iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, but they shall never cleave one to another. They shall never get together. They shall never be one, even as iron is not mixed with clay. Can I read now that? Let me read that. But let me explain this and just close. Now, the gold is Babylonian religion. Babylonian kingdom. That you see, there was gold, is right? I don't have the blackboard here, but this is the gold, is right? Mm-hmm. This is silver, is right? Arms and this, is right? Mm-hmm. From the belly to the thighs, that is a brass, is right? Mm-hmm. From here down there to the feet, to the feet, that is iron. Mm-hmm. The feet is iron and clay, yep. Is right? Now, this is Babylon. And this gold cannot be together with silver. Gold has got to go so that silver can come. Do you get that? Amen. So gold, which was actually Babylon, was toppled. Toppled, like overturned. The government was overturned, okay, by Medo-Persians. All that Babylon had in religion, it was inherited by Medo-Persians. That's what the history says. That's what the prophet says. That whoever topples you, you take everything that they had. So the Medo-Persians took their gods, took the Babylonian gods, and their worship. In fact, this thing that you see, to make you understand what I'm saying is, do you see the beads that the Catholic people pray with? Mary, Mother of God, na 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 na. This that. That came from, I can explain that when I have time. Remind me next time. That came from Babylon. From a woman that was called, this is Mary. That woman was called Semiramis. Semiramis was the wife of Nimrod. And it's the same thing. That means, in fact, people went to East, to those Babylonian religions in the East, like in China. They wondered, how did they get our religion with beads, praying with beads? How did they get? And the only difference, did you know the kind of, in their beads, in their necklace, or whatever, the thing that they pray with, they have something that has a mother holding a baby, that is Mary holding Jesus. You know that? Now, in the East, they had Semiramis holding Nimrod. I can explain that. Holding Nimrod. The only difference was this Mary holding Jesus is a small baby. But in the East, Semiramis is holding a very long baby. That is Nimrod. You can get the connection. The connection is, you see, Mary, Jesus, was the husband of Mary. Spiritually speaking, Jesus Christ is our husband. Yeah. Mary included, is that right? Yeah. Yeah. So Semiramis' husband was Nimrod. So he's a baby, yet Mary, Jesus was his baby. So he made, he resurrected. That's what the prophet, it's the prophet who says these things. He's resurrected. And he was holding him. And that's what they were praying. In the East, that's Babylonian religion. That is why the Bible said in Revelation 17 that is a mystery, is a mystery. It's the same Babylon. Here, we have the same Babylon brothers. Now, let me finish with this so that I go now. Here is gold. That's Babylonian. It was toppled. All the religion, all the godliness, all the gods that they had, they were taken by Medo-Persians. Medo-Persians, that is why you can see the Medo-Persians, when they came, they still had the things that Nebuchadnezzar, the Babylonians, had gotten from Jerusalem. Do you remember that? And they were touched by God, and they told them, who can go and rebuild? Do you see that? And they went back to rebuild. That is why, I don't know. But I was just showing that. So that's Medo-Persians. So when the Medo-Persians were overturned, who got there? The Grecians. Is right? We are still going. Now from there, who took over? That is the Romans. Romans were the people who took over. That is the iron and clay. Can you get that? Now listen very carefully. Listen very carefully. When Romans took over, they will never, that's the end. That is when they are ruling, when that big stone that is coming from the mountain, is it right? Is the one that is going to be found ruling here on earth. Can you get that? So is the one ruling now. That's what Daniel saw. Is the one ruling now. They are divided, east and west, but he is still the ruler. He sees, because now he is religious. Just like his father, the serpent, was. He's very religious. Very religious. He's political and religious. But he has hidden his politicalness. The politicalness is hidden here. Now what is he using? The religion. And he's gotten into in every country. You talk about Muslims. Who do you think Muslim calls? I'm finishing now. That's why I'm taking that, because I don't want to read again. who do you think Muslim considers as Christians? Catholic is the people who were considered as Christians. When they talk of Christianity, even other religions, they talk about Catholic. They say our head is Catholicism. That's how the world knows. We don't even have a, do you know that we even don't have a voice? And you don't need it. We don't belong here. Amen. This is going. Amen. Let's pray. I know I've taken a bit of time. Let's pray.
Thank you, Father. This is not my plan. This is your plan. This is how you wanted it for your own purpose, Lord. And I'm thankful. I'm blessed also, Lord. And I'm so thankful for this. Bless the people, Father. Go with them. Walk with them, Lord. We pray that you draw us closer to you. We want a closer walk with you. We want to love you more. We want to serve you better. We want to give all that we are to you, Lord. We want you to be number one in our lives. In everything that we do, Father, help us, Lord. Help our weaknesses, Father. I know, Father, that you don't condemn us. You are working on us. We are seed that is under SOA, Lord. You are working on us, each one, Lord. Me, Father, being there as the weakest, Lord. And I know, Father, that you're bringing us closer to yourself daily, Lord. Help us to humble. Help us to love one another. Help us to love you, Father. Help us to have more faith, Father. The things that sometimes we are not able to get because of little faith, add faith on us. Give us more faith, our Lord God. Help us, Lord, is our prayer. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray.
Amen.
Well, Michael, can you sing that song? I surrender, I surrender. Can we sing that?
When you can get desperate, you know what it feels like when you're in desperation for something. But when you can feel that same way about your brother or sister, it begins to move God. Mm-hmm. And it made me think of something. When you realize, I'm trying to say this right, when you realize that it's God doing it, jealousy is gone.
Oh, yeah.
Jealousy is gone. It doesn't matter if it's me, you, somebody else. If you really understand that it's God doing the work, that it's God doing the moving, there's no jealousy. There's no, why not me? Why not this? Why not this? It's you praising God. And I appreciate that. And sometimes we struggle with that. We think we got to be the one to say it. Or I've heard preachers say it's got to be me or it's got to be this building or something. No. It's just got to be God. That's it. It's all it's got to be. I don't care where it's at and who it is.
Right.
If it's him, it's right. And let me find this song here. I surrender all.
I
when in surrendering to Him, He's able to reveal Himself to us. Mm-hmm. I was telling someone the other day, it doesn't matter. And the brother mentioned it tonight. You can have a message book under one arm and a Bible underneath the other arm. You can have the letter of the message. And that's good. Like the brother said, it gives us a starting point to talk about. Mm-hmm. But it takes the revelation of what that letter says. Mm-hmm. You can't just go by the letter and it's laying there, yes. It's laying there. But how many times have we read a quote or read a message or read the scripture 1,000 times and then one day after you've read it 2,000 times in one day, you read it and it means something different to you. It's a little bit deeper. Something clicks. That's God revealing Himself. And He's going to do it in His time. Like I said a while ago, we're all on that highway and we're all going. And I may be at the back of the line and you may be at the front of the line. And you may know a lot more than me. And you may see something that I don't see, and I may see something that you don't see, but it's all by God's grace and where the revelation is and where it lies. But that what I said earlier, what that equalizer, I guess, is the best way to say, I don't know how to say it, but when you get that new birth, when that life is quickened inside of you and it begins to manifest Him, that's God. And that it doesn't matter. The end of the earth, for whatever time God decides to clean this off, as the brother was talking about, I'm sure I'm going to know a lot less than Brother Gilmore, a lot less than Brother Don, or a lot less than Brother Richard or Sister Rhonda or Brother or Sister Rebecca. I might know a lot less than them. But what we all know is where we're going. Amen. You're dismissed. Lord bless you. We'll see you Sunday. Pray one for another. Amen.